Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
It's Fan Mail Friday. Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. On this segment of the show, occasionally we will take a Friday, the end of the week, to go back and look at some of the emails that we have received from Latter-day Saints who naturally are not too happy with some of the things that we have said, and so they want to express their disagreement. We like to go through them and hopefully point out some inconsistent or maybe bad ways of trying to make a point, bad argumentation, logical fallacies, and things like that. And our hope is, Christian, that you will never commit them yourselves. So today we're going to be looking at an email that was written by a woman named Melissa. Now, I don't really know if Melissa is Latter-day Saint. She doesn't really say, as far as I can tell in here, there's no tells, in what she says that makes me think she might be. Although, I would have to assume from most of the mail that we get that this is probably a Mormon who's expressing her disagreement over some of the things that we have said in the past. Go ahead, Eric.
And the subject is, we are all God's children. And this is what she says. As long as people try to be good and kind and do teach them to teach others what they believe, how is that hurting anyone? No matter what religion we are or what we believe or not, what matters is how we live our lives and treat others. Those missionaries are trying to do good. They believe in what they are trying to teach. They are not trying to hurt anyone or force them into anything. No one has the right to judge anyone except God. These missionaries are not doing anything against their will or testimonies of their beliefs. Why tear them down? They have nothing personal to gain. Loving people does not mean you have to believe what they believe. And no one except God, and no one in God are caps, all caps, and no one except God knows the truth. So trashing any of God's children for their beliefs is like trashing God himself. These missionaries are your brothers and sisters and mean no harm. Stop worrying about what they are doing and worry about your own salvation.
Okay, well, there's a lot of things in there to cover, so let's tackle it a line at a time. As long as people try to be good and kind and do teach them to teach others what they believe, how is that hurting anyone? Well, I don't think, Eric, you and I would have any disagreement whatsoever with a person who is actually trying to be good and kind. Unfortunately, when we get to the area of teaching others, if what they are teaching is not true, is that really a positive thing?
And that's exactly what I was going to say, Bill, because imagine if you had a child at the elementary school and there was a kid there who was teaching kids how to do drugs. Wouldn't you say that that's not a good thing, that that's negative, and that's consequences in this life?
Well, she would probably argue, but that's going to hurt them. Well, they don't think so.
No, not at all. And so when she says they're good and kind and do teach them to teach others what they believe, how is that hurting anyone? If somebody's belief about drugs is going to hurt a child, we would say, no, that's a wrong thing to do. And I think we need to take that one step further and say, if somebody's spiritual beliefs is going to harm someone spiritually, then I don't think that's a positive thing, and you can't say that that is kind and good.
I would say that the Mormon Church's whole existence is based on the premise that they think apostate Christianity, as they understand it, is teaching people things that are wrong. That's why they have missionaries going out to try to get them out of those particular situations and into the only true church on earth, which of course they feel is the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The next sentence says, no matter what religion we are or what we believe or not, what matters is how we live our lives and treat others. Going back to the beliefs, I would have to disagree. Certainly, being nice, no one's going to complain about that. And we don't complain about that. If you listen very carefully, Melissa, we are not criticizing Mormon behavior when it comes to them being good people. We have often complimented them when it comes to how they behave with their fellow men. Our problem is with that belief system, and we would have to disagree that if they are believing something that could potentially be harmful to them in the hereafter, a genuine act of love is going to respond in trying to show that person the error that they have embraced.
We're fighting against this idea of pluralism or universalism, however you want to term, that everybody's going to get to go to heaven. In a lot of ways, a lot of Latter-day Saints don't seem to have the same angst as we do of evangelism, of sharing faith, because in Mormonism, the very worst you're going to get is the bottom level of heaven, whereas in Christianity, it's the issue of heaven and hell. And so this idea that doesn't matter as long as you live to your fullest and you treat other people well, you're right. We don't discount the idea of treating other people well, but Jesus said the two greatest commands, that's the second. Treat your neighbor as yourself, but to love the Lord your God with your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. And if you're not getting that first part right, it really is impossible to get the second part right. You can't truly love them for who people are unless you have a right relationship with God.
She says those missionaries are trying to do good. They believe in what they are trying to teach. Well, of course they do. We've never said they didn't. They are not trying to hurt anyone or force them into anything. Well, guess what? We aren't either. We're not trying to force anyone into anything. We're merely presenting the information. Do with it what you will. If you don't want to accept what we have to say, then by all means, reject it.
And we have a lot of former Mormons who would say that as far as hurting anyone, they've actually been benefited by what they have received from a ministry like ours. The next line says, no one has the right to judge anyone except God.
Oh boy. Boy, when I read this one, I just could not help but see, here's a big,
judge
huge mistake.
Judge not, lest he be judged, it says.
Well,
what do you do with that?
That's usually what they'll say, but here's the problem. No one has the right to judge anyone except God. Well, wouldn't you say that she's making a lot of judgment calls in this little paragraph to us? So assuming she's not God, I would have to ask, what right does she have to judge us on these issues?
It seems pretty hypocritical.
It certainly does, and I'm sure she probably didn't see it quite that way, but that's how we're going to see it, because we deal with these issues all the time, so we recognize these fallacies as they come out.
The next line, these missionaries are not doing anything against their will or testimonies of their beliefs.
We never said they were doing anything against their wills. Of course they're not. In fact, we've often commended them for the zeal to want to spend 2 years of their life going out on their mission.
And then the next takes it very personal. Why tear them down? As if we're out trying to tear down the individuals. When, Bill, what we're trying to do is we're going against the ism. Why is it that people are so sensitive in this 21st century that anything that we say is taken as a personal attack when we're going against the religion itself?
The next line, she says, they have nothing personal to gain. Well, I could question that, because a missionary who's out doing their 2 years, that certainly looks good on the resume when it comes to judgment day and exaltation, because Mormonism, in order to receive exaltation, there are certain works that you must do, and certainly going out on a mission is going to make brownie points with Elohim, there's no doubt about it.
And even in this realm, I mean, coming back as a returned missionary, there's a badge of honor.
Oh, yes.
And if you're a male, especially, now you're 18, you're 20 coming home, you've got a lineup of females looking forward to meeting you again, because there's a special privilege in being able to marry a returned missionary who comes back in good honor.
This next line, though, loving people does not mean you have to believe what they believe. Of course. And that's what we've been saying. We love the Mormon people, but we don't believe what they believe. We certainly understand that. I mean, we say that all the time. But then the next line, and no one except God knows the truth.
And the capitalized, no one, all caps, and God capitalized.
And once again, I'm going to say, again, assuming that Melissa is not God, how does she know that's true?
Yeah, because
I mean, if only God can know the truth and she's not God, how does she know that statement is actually truthful?
That's a great question to ask back when somebody brings that, you know, no one except God knows the truth. So is that the truth? Is what you're saying actually true? Because by definition, you're contrary to your statement. What ends up happening oftentimes is people will backpedal and they'll go, well, that's not what I meant. And they try to say it in a different way, and it just doesn't come out right. And the reason it doesn't come out right is because this is a silly principle.
It is. She goes on to say, so trashing any of God's children for their beliefs is like trashing God himself. Now, here's where bad theology leads to a bad conclusion. To assume that we are all God's children, that all of humankind are God's children, is certainly not something that we find in the Bible. We are certainly, as humans, all of God's creation. But the Bible makes it very clear in the New Testament, through the writings of Paul in particular, in Romans 9, where he says this, in verse 6, Romans 9, 6, he jumps right into this. He says, but it is not as though the word of God has failed, for not all who are descended from Israel belong to Israel, and not all are children of Abraham because they are his offspring, but through Isaac shall your offspring be named. This means that it is not the children of the flesh who are the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted as offspring.
I think about Jesus. The Pharisees were his special target, and he went after them. Aren't Pharisees children of God then, in the scenario that if there is a preexistence, that they live there as well? Was Jesus trashing God's children?
See, that's a bad conclusion. And first of all, we're not trashing them as individuals. We're going after what they believe to be true that we see to be an error. And because we have a genuine concern for them, we are willing to risk friendships to tell them these things that we feel have such eternal consequences. Then again, she repeats this fallacy. These missionaries are your brothers and sisters. Well, no, they're not. Technically, they're not. Biblically, they're not. She says they mean no harm. Okay, I'm sure they don't. But stop worrying about what they are doing and worry about your own salvation.
Second President Brigham Young said in the Teachings of Presence of the Church, page 16, this is Brigham Young's manual, be willing to receive the truth, let it come from whom it may, no difference, not a particle. Just as soon receive the gospel from Joseph Smith as from Peter, who lived in the days of Jesus. Receive it from one man as soon as another. If God has called an individual and sent him to preach the gospel, that is enough for me to know. It is no matter who it is. All I want to know is the truth. Isn't that what we want too, Bill?
Exactly. That's exactly what we want to do. And we can only wish that Melissa would listen a little more carefully to the message that we have.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Have you ever wanted to understand some of the basic beliefs of your Mormon neighbors but didn't know where to begin? Well, starting at 9 in the morning on Saturday, December 7th, Mormonism Research Ministries' Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson will be presenting a Compassionate Boldness Symposium at First Baptist Church in Tooele. Now, together, we'll examine the Mormon view of the Bible, the Book of Mormon, the Godhead, salvation, with special emphasis on how to effectively dialogue with Mormon family members, friends, and co-workers. Those in attendance will receive a complimentary set of notes, and there'll be a book table available for your convenience. Remember, the event is free, though a love offering will be taken to further the efforts of Mormonism Research Ministry. The presentation goes from 9 to 2 p.m. on Saturday, December 7th at First Baptist Church in Tooele, located right there at 580 South Main Street in Tooele. If you have any questions, please call the church at 435-882-2048. As always, we hope to see you there.